is so hot.
Pulling a dip in your hip, a glide in your stride. Welcome to the Mothership, the home of the travelers of the universe, with shows throughout the week. Everything you want, everything you could need. From the paranormal to the supernatural, from the spiritual to the unknown, from emotions to comedy. You can find us at Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and so much more. This is Riff Nation Network, the RNN, and now, your featured show.
Shall we begin?
To escape, you need to get out from the hustle and the bustle noise of the world. Are you running from all the noise that keeps building up in your head and you just need to get away from society? You just need peace. You need solace. Get ready, because Poe is out. For the longest time, she hid within the darkest part of the secret woods, awaiting to make her big appearance. Years ago, she escaped there to get away from the noisy obscurities of the world. Too much reality had poisoned her sacred, innocent soul. Back into the damp earth, she made a bed of timber in the sea, where she would lay down with her running thoughts, trying to put her mind at ease. Years before, she was a shining star glittering across the skies and basking in the sunlight. She wrote stories of laughter that won everyone's heart with happiness and delight. But then the hardness of pungent music filtered in through the glitter, turning it into tattered dust, and viewing too much of unreal reality entertainment just made her bitter. No longer did her words sparkle across the sky. In fact, noise became so loud, it was all she could do not to cry. Into the forest she retreated, because in her heart she felt that the world had been defeated. But now, after some years of her forest retreat, she's bringing into the world a new kind of beat. The leaves of her timbered bed have rustled and the winds are pouring in. She's ready for her new stories to begin. Those forest friends had some stories to share. They've helped her peel back that hidden layer. She's ready to make some of her own noise. Poe is out. Do you need to escape? Have you ever felt like running away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life? Like the world's volume level is cranked up to 11. And you just can't take it anymore. Or maybe it's just too darn peoply out there for you. We all need a bit of peace and solitude sometimes. Especially us introverts. We need to recharge our batteries, because people can be energy vampires sucking us dry. If you're not familiar with the term introvert, let me break it down for you. We're the kind of people who focus more on our internal thoughts, feelings, and moods, other than seeking external stimulation. We often avoid large groups of people
and find ourselves more energized by just being alone. When I was a child, I don't think my parents understood me or my need for being alone, especially after being around people all day at school. As soon as I got home from school, all I wanted to do was go home to my room and be by myself. That's all I wanted to do. But no, my mom would say, you need to come out of that room and you need to come into this living room and watch TV. No. So, okay. So I would bring my book. I'm like, okay, I could kind of like read my book and look like I'm watching TV. But then she would say, no, you have to put that book back in your room. You have to come in here and watch TV. You know, some kids would love for their parents to say, you don't have to read. You can come in here and watch TV. I didn't like it. I just wanted to retreat back into my own little world. Because that's all I wanted. I needed to just black out all the noise. Because that's all I've been around all day. I just needed, like, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes, maybe an hour to just recharge. But later on, my mom just said she didn't understand it. And she didn't think it was good for me to be alone in my room. And I think when I was young, I don't know if the term introvert had really come about yet. She just knew I was a different kind of kid. But giving that, since you have that information now, what you need to understand, if you have a child, if you have a friend, if you have a relative, or if you have any of those who have a child like that, if it's, you know, a child who doesn't really say much when they first get home, they want to go be by themselves for a little bit, let them. They just need to unwind. Because if you don't, if you make them come out and start talking to everybody else, you will only have a child who will rebel and get very, very angry. So just let them be alone for a little bit. And moving on, more about introverts. Let's be real. Introverts don't really care for small talk or icebreakers. We prefer deep philosophical discussions, you know, about life, the universe, and everything in between, or even our favorite hobbies. Now, if you're a good friend of ours and you get us on something we really like, believe it or not, it's hard to get us to shut up sometimes. But, you know, or if you really think about it, sometimes those that get real deep, or they have phone calls that ignore them, that interrupt their show. But if you get us that we have to get real deep, we might ponder the age-old question. Are we alone in this galaxy? Are we? I'll let you ponder that. Our world is spinning faster than ever, making it hard to catch our breath and find peace, solitude. We're glued to our screens, phones, and tablets. And the idea of unplugging gives us a little bit of the jitters. But do any of you out there remember the good old days before our phones became an extension of our limbs? I sure do, and I miss it. I was born in 81. And I think I started school, I don't know, it was probably the late 80s. And then, of course, I graduated in 99. So, late 80s through the 90s, I was in school. And all of our friends, we didn't sit here at a lunch table and do this. No, you know what we did? We had conversations. We looked each other in the eye. We laughed. We talked. We went to truck stops for fun. That's a true story. We just went there to get hot cocoa and sit and talk because, hello, I live in a rural area. There's not a lot to do. there's a place called Dixie Truck Stop, and we go there and have hot cocoa. Or we go to Walmart, because before COVID and all that, Walmart used to be open 24/7. Yeah. So we went to Walmart, we'd hang out, go look in the toys. Yes, high schoolers, we go look in the toys. And we'd have conversations, and, you know, but we weren't doing this. And I don't know if any of you have seen it. There's a meme. I've seen it on Facebook. It's a meme of people getting into heaven. You know, they look like little angels and they're on clouds. And they're all looking at their hands like this. But their hands are empty. And the guy who's supposed to be like God, there's a little like little comment, little bubble. And it says, all the newbies have been doing this since I got here. They don't know what to do. Could you imagine that? Finally getting to somewhere, I don't know, wherever that is after we die, but absolutely magnificent and just breathtaking, and we miss our phones. I hope it's not like that. But I do remember those days. And if we're honest, totally disconnecting for a day might make our loved ones worry. They'd wonder, are we okay? What if there's an emergency? We're kind of trapped, aren't we? So what's the solution? Head for the hills. Escape to a place where the signal's a no-show. No signal. Because then you can say, I guess I didn't have a signal. I missed a call. And while you're doing that, breathe in the fresh air. Soak up the jaw-dropping beauty of nature. Look at the clouds. And if it's at night, have you ever really looked at the stars? Have you looked at the moon? I love going outside either at night or really, really early in the morning before sunset, like now, before sunrise. Hello. Before sunrise, like, you know, like 5 a.m., 5:30. It's still dark out now. And you can still see the moon. You can see the stars. Download a star app on your phone, but don't talk to anybody. Or get a constellation map. Look for constellations. I found the Small Dipper all by myself the other night. I was pretty proud. I like looking for stuff. You know, the moon has been so pretty. We've had the harvest moon. There's going to be like a solar lunar eclipse. I mean, you know, it's amazing what nature can do. You know, and if you ever sat and just watched a sunset and all the colors, you know, I have so many pictures of sunrises and sunsets. Maybe I should share them sometime. But again, the solution is we need to get more involved with the world around us. And if we need peace, we need a place that's peaceful. Nobody can blame you for wanting to be unreachable. You're just taking time to recharge your batteries. And remember, it's perfectly okay to take a break from the rat race and escape to a world of peace and tranquility. Let's face it, we all need a little more TLC, even if it means unplugging from the world. Being social is awesome, but taking time to recharge and reflect is equally important. It's okay to take a break and have a solo adventure. We need to connect with ourselves, our emotions, our thoughts. Even if it's uncomfortable, we gotta learn to feel and be okay with our own company. I mean, what better person to know ourselves than ourselves? You know, so when people talk to you and they want to know about you, you can tell them all about you. And oh my gosh, if you can enjoy being with yourself, how can you enjoy being with other people? Just saying. The self-discovery journey makes us better humans, which in turn makes us better at rocking our titles like friend, parent, coworker, and all the other hats we wear in life. Sometimes you just need to bolt, flee, and have a solo adventure. Don't you dare feel guilty for taking a personal time out. That's what personal days and vacations for. And who am I talking to? I also have taken time off. I admit it. Our minds crave the thrill of fresh air and a new horizon, while our bodies thirst for space to stretch and unwind. If running away means just a quick hop out the back door, that's still a victory. You deserve time with the one and only you to just breathe and just be. Remember, it's all good if you need to make an escape. Just make sure you come back home or whatever you consider home. You know, whether that be your man cave, your woman cave, whatever they call that, the woman tiny house, the garage, your backyard. But, you know, after you've left the world for a while or you've went into your head, just let everybody know that you're back and you're okay. So no one has to worry. And, I mean, we all need that place, the place to escape to. And I don't know, if you live like in an apartment building and say you don't really have much of a yard, if you have a nearby park, if there's a nearby state park, or I don't know, if you have like your special room, your, I don't know, bedroom, just, or put on some headphones, jam to some music. That's how I get in like my headspace. Everyone needs a release. Everyone needs a mind and a heart that is in sync with no anxiety, no sadness, and no worry. Wait a second. That kind of sounds like heaven. No sadness, no anxiety, no worry. I mean, whatever your idea of heaven is. You deserve to escape into your very own void. We don't need all that noise every second of every day. Not only can laughter be some of the best medicine, but so can silence. Learn to be okay to sit in complete silence. I won't do that very long because then it gets kind of awkward. But when you're not on video, when you're not looking at your phone, I don't know, go outside, sit on your porch or step in a chair. I don't know, go by a tree, go watch the birds, go sit on a swing. Just be. I mean, you know, we all have, a lot of us, even I do, sometimes have trouble just being in the present. We're so used to having busy, full schedules. It's okay to want to connect with yourself. It's okay to be silent. Just learn to be you. Get used to being you. It's okay. I promise. Everything will be just fine. So it's okay to escape. Now, in the meantime, listen to this pretty music. It's me playing at the our baby grand church piano. And you'll hear some music. It's a Moonlight Sonata. And while you're listening, just take in the music. Just be. And when you have time sometime today, if you haven't taken time to be on your own, then take some time to breathe and sit back and just sit in silence. In the meantime, I'm going to go escape. So I'll see you later. Thank you.